Finding Your Spiritual Path, Part 6. Buddham Saranam Gacchami, Dhammam Saranam Gacchami, Sangham Saranam Gacchami. I go to the Buddha for refuge. I go to the Dharma for refuge. I go to the order for refuge. Buddhist chant. In Buddhist tradition, the path is formed of the confluence of three interdependent channels: Buddha, Dharma, and Sangham. These channels apply to all spiritual paths and are as indispensable today as ever. Buddha literally means enlightened one. Buddha is the guru or spiritual master who, having realized God, reveals the way to eternal truth, light, peace and bliss in the form of teachings, whether spoken, written, enacted, or through silent meditation. The foundation of each spiritual path is the teachings of one, or sometimes a lineage of several spiritual masters. Dharma is the code of life, the practices, precepts, and rules to be followed by the adherents of the path. The Dharma is established either by the founding guru or by subsequent disciples, and may vary to adapt for different times and cultures. The Dharma might set out rules of dress, diet, routine, ritual, and lifestyle. But most importantly, the Dharma applies to inner discipline, to self-control, purification, and transformation in the realms of thought, feeling, and conduct. There are typically parallel codes for those committed wholly to the spiritual life and for householders, those following the teachings while raising a family. Sangham is the community of disciples or followers who might live together in a dedicated, regulated ashram or monastery, or separately in their own dwellings, coming together for prayer, meditation, social and communal activities in furtherance of their path's teachings. Notwithstanding the solitude of meditation, we are social beings, and the camaraderie, inspiration and aspiration we share are integral to our progress on any path. To be continued.